Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming, and today we're continuing to talk about overcoming rebellion and stubbornness in your life. God wants us to purge out everything. He's calling us to be holy as He is holy, and the Lord is going to come back for a church without spot and without wrinkle, and that means the rebellion and the stubbornness must be purged out of your life. A person who is rebellious is one who resists the authority of God's Word. They oppose God's control in their life. We don't want to resist the authority of God's Word. You've got to put God's Word as first place in your life. Otherwise, you just don't decide, I'm going to take the promises of God and do what I want and you know, take hold of them at times and then choose my own way, play pick and choose with the Word of God. That's not going to work. You've got to learn to be obedient to everything that God tells you to do. Don't oppose God's control. Yield unto Him. If you're in rebellion, it's because you want control and you're not submitting yourself to God. Stubbornness is one who refuses to yield. He refuses to obey and comply. He's determined to have his own way. That shows a person who is selfish. They have not denied themselves, and they actually are being idolatrous in the fact that they are really looking to themselves as a source other than the Lord. Now, we talked about in the last broadcast ways in the Word of God of how they rebelled at the Word. In Numbers chapter 20, verse 24, it said Aaron would be gathered unto his people because he would not enter in, and he would not enter into the land which was given unto the children of Israel because he rebelled against my word at the water of Meribah. If we rebel at what God tells us to do, we are not going to enter into the land. And that's a type of the physical. Physical land's a type of the spiritual land, which are the promises of God in our life. You're going to enter into the promises of God because of obedience. If you rebel at the word of the Lord, you will not see the promises come to pass. Numbers 14:9, he said, don't rebel against the Lord, neither fear you the people. And he said that their defense is departed from them. The Lord's with us, fear them not. If you are in fear, you're yielding to the devil. God's not giving you a spirit of fear. He says, fear not. And if you are in fear, you will draw back and you will not attack the enemy. You will not obey him and go and overcome. God has already told us to go forth and to fight the good fight of faith and to attack the enemy and destroy the works of the enemy in our life. If you won't attack and fight, then actually you are in rebellion, even if it's because of something such as fear. Because God's given you authority over the fear. He's told you to fear not. So if you're not attacking the enemy and fighting, you are in rebellion to God. Deuteronomy 1, 25 and 26, they saw the fruit of the land. They brought it unto them, and they saw that it was good. But then it said, notwithstanding, they would not go up, but rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God. That's the person, he sees the promises of God, and he sees, you know, what's available to him, but he won't do what's necessary of going in and fighting the fight of faith and coming against the enemies and casting out the spirits and doing spiritual warfare. He will not go up and fight. Instead, he rebels against the commandment of the Lord. Deuteronomy 1, verse 43, it said that, I spake unto you, and you would not hear, but rebelled against the commandment of the Lord, and went presumptuously up into the hill. Whenever God speaks unto us, we better hear, we better listen, we better hearken unto what He says, and obey what He tells us to do. Here He said, you wouldn't hear what God said, but they did what they wanted to do, and they went presumptuously up into the hill, and you're not going to win your battles when you do what you want to do. You've got to do what God tells you to do, and if He tells you to do something, you better listen to Him, otherwise destruction is going to come your way. Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 23 and 24, we saw where the fact that they rebelled against the commandment of the Lord, and they believed not, and did not hearken to His voice. If you are in unbelief and not obeying Him, not doing the Word, you are in rebellion. Rebellion is resisting authority of God's Word. It is shown by your choosing not to believe God's Word. You believe God's Word whether you feel like it or not. God's Word is true. Let God be true and every man a liar. and you need to hearken unto the voice of the Lord, or you are in rebellion. In Joshua 22:16, we saw the scripture where the whole congregation there, it talks about what trespass you've committed against the God of Israel. They turned away from following the Lord. They builded themselves an altar that they might rebel against the Lord. This shows the fact that they built an altar for themselves. They were wanting to do what they wanted to do. They were worshiping what they wanted to do. And this is idolatry. Anytime there's idolatry in your life, looking to anything as a source other than the Lord, then you are in rebellion to God. Judges 2:19, here they corrupted themselves more than their fathers in following other gods to serve them. And they would bow down to them. They ceased not from their own doings, nor from their stubborn way. We must learn to yield to the Lord. You need to cease from your own doings. But here it said they ceased not from their own doings and nor from their stubborn way. If a person is stubborn, they refuse to yield. They want to have their own way. They are selfish. They will not comply with the Word of God. Do you have stubbornness in your life? Are you rebellious and resist authority? You need to repent and turn from that. And you wonder why promises aren't coming to pass. You wonder why God's blessings aren't coming on you. You wonder why you're not seeing the move of a God in your life. It's because you're not doing what the Word says. If you do what the Word says and obey Him instead of rebel and yield to Him instead of being stubborn and have determined to have your own way, you're going to see God move in your life. In fact, they corrupted themselves more than their fathers, showing they followed in the ways of their fathers. And this is important to recognize. Inherited generational curses are influencing every person. We've got to break these curses and turn away from them and walk in the ways of the Word of God. In 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23, rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. It's not witchcraft, but it is as the sin of witchcraft. Why? What does witchcraft do? Witchcraft seeks to have power and control. Rebellion is the same thing. It's a person that wants control in their own life. They want the power. They want the control. They don't want to let anybody else be over them. You have got to humble yourself. You've got to submit to the Lord and turn away from that rebellion. And it says stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. It is a wickedness, and idolatry is serving something other than the Lord. And really, you're serving self. If a person's stubborn, they're simply serving themselves, doing whatever they want. They are selfish. So if you want to be in control and you're selfish, then you have rebellion and stubbornness in your life. And what happened to him? Because of this, it said, because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he was rebellious and stubborn, wanted to do his own thing, he says, he hath also rejected thee from being king. This speaks of the fact that you're not going to rule and reign over your enemies if you are in rebellion and stubborn. You're not going to be ruling and reigning as a king, and we are kings under the King of Kings, and you're never going to rule and reign if you are continually in rebellion and stubbornness. In 2 Chronicles chapter 36, verse 13, he said, you rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar, who made him swear by God, but he stiffed his neck and hardened his heart from turning unto the Lord God of Israel. Here, what happened? They stiffed their neck and they hardened your heart. If you have a stiff-necked attitude, headstrong, hard-headed, hardened heart, then you are in rebellion. You need to be yielded. Have a heart that is yielded unto the Lord, not one that is hardened unto Him. In Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 26, it says, nevertheless, they were disobedient and rebelled against thee, and cast thy law behind their backs, and slew the prophets which testified against them. They were disobedient and rebelled, and what did they do? They cast the law behind their backs. That's a case where they knew the word, but they just ignored the word. They knew what the word told them to do, but they cast the law behind their backs and did whatever they wanted to do anyway. And this speaks of a person who says, well, I know the word says this, but... Oh, I've heard that so many times in counseling and ministering to people. Well, yeah, I know the word says this, but... And here comes all the reasons why they don't do the word, why they want, they're trying to make all their excuses. That old excuse attitude doesn't cut it. That excuse attitude is really rebellion and stubbornness. You're not willing to submit to God's word. It's time for you to yield to the Lord. It's time for you to be obedient unto Him and deny yourself. Never cast His word behind your back. You need to submit to it and do what it says in your life. Don't be one of those, I know what the word says, but you have just yielded to rebellion and stubbornness and cast the word behind your back. In Psalm 78, verse 7 and verse 8. The Bible says that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, whose spirit was not steadfast with God. Here's a case where they were stubborn, they were rebellious, he said. And what was the reason? Because they set not their heart aright, and they were not steadfast with God. I see so many Christians today, they're on one minute, and then they're off the next. Their heart's right one minute, and then they're out walking in the ways of sin, and walking in the ways of selfishness. They're steadfast in the things of God for a minute, but they haven't set themselves. Here it says they didn't set their heart aright, which means you must set your heart aright at all times. And their spirit was not steadfast with God. That's rebellion. That is stubbornness. That is evidence of it. Is your heart aright? Have you set your heart aright at all times? You're always ready to do what the Word says? Are you steadfast with God? If not, you have rebellion and stubbornness operating in your life. Psalms 107, verse 11. It says, because they rebelled against the Word of God and condemned the counsel of the Most High. Don't rebel against His words and His counsel. When the counsel of God, His Word, comes to you, you better hearken unto it. You need to be obedient. God's counsel has come to you for you to take hold of it, to lead you in the ways of truth, lead you in the ways of victory, or bring you out of an area of sin in your life so you don't miss the mark and give place to the enemy. Don't rebel against the Word of God and condemn His counsel. In Isaiah 30, verse 1, it says, woe to the rebellious children that take counsel, but not of me, that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin. Here they took counsel, but not of the Lord, and they were covering with their own covering. There's their excuses, their rationalizations, their denials. I can do what I want to do. They're just kind of rationalizing and making excuses for all their activities and why they want to do what they want to do. But they're ignoring the counsel of the Lord, and you're going to be adding sin unto sin. We need to overcome this area. Well, we have a tape on overcoming rebellion and stubbornness. If you'd like to get it, you can write me, David Middleton, 23 Morse Road. It's $2. Send $2. Columbus, Ohio, 43214. And we will send it to you. Or call us 614-268-9673. We're going to talk more on this subject in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless. As I close today,